You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
During normal times, John, talking about rumors might seem frivolous, but in a presidential election year where some say they've never seen so many rumors floating around, impacting, influencing the way that voters are thinking about the candidates, we're asking today, what's the worst rumor ever told about you? What's the worst rumor you've heard about any of the candidates in this presidential year, presidential election year? What rumor do you believe, did you ever believe, was true and turned out it was actually false? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Do you think people are, I mean, this wasn't our idea, but do you think people are actually going to call and spread rumors about themselves?
But I'm sure they'll be happy to share rumors about other people.
Yeah, right. That's what we want, maybe. Finding the right hot button here. That's
yeah, because the, question really is, have you ever had a rumor spread about you simply couldn't shake? This presidential election year, Democratic candidate Barack Obama and Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, they certainly have one thing in common, and that is the internet is just full of rumors about them, whether it's he's a Muslim or her youngest son is really the child of her 17-year-old daughter. There is a very long list of things being said about them. I'm turning now to psychologist Nick DeFonso, author of The Water Cooler Effect. A psychologist explores the extraordinary powers of rumors. You are on the line from Rochester, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're a rumor expert. What exactly is that, and how did you end up doing it?
Well, a rumor expert is simply a psychologist. I happen to be a social psychologist that studies the interaction of people trying to make sense of the world, which essentially is rumor. It's a very old topic in social psychology, and we've learned a lot about rumor psychology.
And you say that rumors clearly are not new in politics, but why do you say that now, in your 20 years of studying rumors, that this year you think that the rumor mill has been more prolific than ever?
I've never seen so many rumors in one political campaign, nor the persistence of these rumors across the internet and the blogosphere. I've never seen such attention paid to them in the press. It's unprecedented, and it's not just me. I've talked to my hoaxbuster site friends, and they're not aware, in the recent past at least, of so many rumors populating the election cycle.
What did you call it? Hoaxbuster?
Hoaxbuster.
Hoaxbusters.
I'm glad they're out there, those hoaxbusters. I'm glad they're the hoaxbuster
right. Scientists. So is it a question of the internet, which is essentially a microphone that we've never seen used as commonly as it is today?
Well, that's right. The internet allows rumors to spread far and wide and much more quickly than they ever had before. On the other hand, it also allows people to check the veracity of rumors much more quickly than they have before. But that doesn't seem to be stopping or hindering the flow of these rumors. I think the problem really is the phenomenon of birds of a feather flock together on the World Wide Web. You would think that there would be many types of interconnections and diverse discussions on the internet, but actually that's not the case. People tend to organize around liberal or conservative blogospheres, mm-hmm. and they serve as echo chambers for these rumors to circulate before they're picked up by the national media.
And the discussion typically follows the line, well, you can't prove that it's not true. I mean, it might be true. I mean, and that sustains the conversation. And I'm wondering if the proliferation has anything to do with the fact that the stakes seem to be so high in this election.
Well, people are definitely motivated. The stakes are high. And we're in an extremely polarized political environment. Each year, the right moves to the right and the left moves to the left, and people feel more strongly about the what's at stake in these elections more than ever. And so there's a lot of emotional sentiment. And what I can do as a person, even though I may feel powerless in this election, is to spread a rumor that denigrates the opposite side. And in that way, it vents some emotional sentiment that I might have about the other team.
Nick, I want you to listen to a voter that our political director, Andrea Bernstein, talked to in Missouri.
Yeah, but I don't know who for. If they put none of the above on the station, I'd vote for one of them. In no way I'm voting for a Muslim. The other guy is too old.
Isn't that the real danger of rumors in that they get mixed with fact?
Yeah, I mean, where he gets that McCain is too old. I mean, where did that come from?
We should mention very clearly that the rumor that Barack Obama is a Muslim is in fact a false rumor that has dogged him for about 2 years now. And it does seem to be hanging on, although the Pew Research Center says that only 13% of the American electorate believes this rumor. Incidentally, the same
13%. That's interesting. Because what's the difference between some piece of information that people cling to, even though there's a million reasons to say it's not true, versus something that kind of passes through and sticks in people's sentences and gets passed off as true almost accidentally?
Well, collectively, there's not much difference, right? So this person evidently hasn't thought about it very much, and yet he accepts it as true. If he were confronted about it, would he cling to it? Possibly. Certainly in his social circle, in his social network, that rumor is probably acceptable, is something he's likely to believe and something he's likely to act upon.
Let me ask you this, though. Sometimes rumors turn out to be true, and isn't that really the heart of the problem? And let's take Senator John Edwards, for example. For months, the gossip papers were dogging him about having an affair with a woman who then had his child, and it turned out to be true.
Well, that's right. Remember, rumor is collective sense-making. It's not all bad. It's the way that people react to a situation in which there's some uncertainty. There's a lot of uncertainty around there, around Barack Obama. He's new, and Sarah Palin, she's new. This rumor that Barack Obama is a Muslim is false, but there's some uncertainty about his name. It's Hussein. The middle name is Hussein. Why is a Christian man's middle name Hussein? Well, it's an obvious answer to that, and it was a name given to him by his father and his grandfather, who had converted to Islam a generation before.
Mm-hmm.
But he has professed to be a Christian for at least 27 years.
Right, and I should actually qualify the Senator Edwards' comment. The affair at least turned out to be true. As to whether or not it is indeed his child, I guess that's still up for the rumor.
Spreading rumors, that's helpful. Can we hoax bust a Palin rumor before we go quickly?
Yes, Trig Palin is definitely Sarah Palin's son. And of the many, many rumors associated with Senator Palin, most of them, or possibly all of them, have been shown to be false. These hoaxbuster sites do a great job. Snopes.com, truthorfiction.com, and urbanlegends.com. These people spend their days investigating rumors, coming up with a verdict, and listing the evidence by which they make their verdict available so that you can judge whether or not you trust their conclusion.
Well, Nick, there was a rumor Femi was going to give some headlines, but not in this segment. Dora,
thank you very much, Professor Nick DeFonso, psychologist and rumor expert at the Rochester Institute of Technology.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.